Frey Height, keeping the dream alive here at Classic Hits. Christmas tune to get us going, but I'm afraid this would be more appropriate. Why isn't that playing for me now?
Ah, there you go. Because that's sick as well. Oh, jeepers. That's how I feel, yeah. That's a good one, actually. I'm just glad you can all hear that too. I was hearing that anyway.
I'm afraid it hasn't gotten better over the weekend. Poor old PJ here. I tell you something, buddy. You look absolutely shocking.
Thank you very much.
Just to reinforce how you feel, I may say your outside is every bit as bad as your inside.
Well, shouldn't I be proud of myself?
Right, that's enough of the death march.
Because
you're here
God.
Now anyway. But so what? You're absolutely hanging.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on. It's awful. It's definitely getting worse over the last few days. So anyway, you're stuck with me again.
Oh my God. Yeah, but I mean, I'm intrigued by your symptoms. We were talking there just before, just while Frey Height were singing about keeping the dream alive and being all Christmassy.
Yeah, what a pair of shower gits. Hate them.
PJ and myself were just chatting about his current symptoms. It's the bit about your skin crawling that I'm a bit concerned about.
Skin is crawling on me back, yeah.
What? If anybody could diagnose that for us. So this, do you still have the flu-y stuff going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, yeah. I'm really sore eyes.
Sore eyes,
really
right.
Sore eyes.
Yeah. All of that I can handle. I'm a little bit concerned about your skin crawling, though. That could be, you know, like I'm in relatively close proximity to you. That's...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. Obviously, I'm sympathetic. But I'm more concerned about protecting myself.
I understand. Yeah, you want me to go home. And I think that's a good idea.
I think you should... Do you want to take one of those big pieces of glass and put it up in front of you?
Yeah.
Like a giant spit guard.
That's not a bad idea. I think I'd even feel better with that.
Right. A few people have made some suggestions already. Leprosy seems to have come in as a suggestion for you.
Jeepers.
Something I've never heard of called trachoma. I don't know what that is either.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know whether Joe necessarily has a... Joe and Drimna has any sort of medical background or if he's just clutching at straws. Anyway, that is our story. For the rest of us, though, it's waking up happy.
Yeah. Have a great day, you filthy animals.
It is the start of Secret Santa today. We're going to give you the first chance to get in and win yourself an amazing trip to Florida. That's happening today. It is, of course, Double Money Monday,
How
too.
How does that work again? What happens?
What? Secret Santa?
Yeah.
Right, what happens is, right... So, after 7 o'clock, right, after John reads the 7 o'clock news, you're going to go on the radio and you're going to say, ladies and gentlemen of Ireland, this hour's Secret Santa is, and you're going to say somebody famous.
Right.
Right? There's a book there with a load of famous names in it.
There is, yeah, right. I can see that.
So, you're going to say the name of that famous person, right?
Yeah.
And then, sometime between 7 and 8 o'clock, when you say that, okay, anybody who wants to take part, they're going to WhatsApp in.
Okay, yeah.
Say, yeah, look, I want to play this hour, right? And then we're going to pick one of those people who WhatsApps in, ring them back, and say to them, what is this hour's Secret Santa? And they'll go, whatever famous person you said. And we'll go, hey, you're right, you're in the draw.
So what if I change my mind?
Well, it would be better if you didn't, really. That's all, you know. For the sake of the game, it would be better if you didn't.
It's very complicated, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know.
No, it's not... They just have to remember who that era's Secret Santa is.
Yeah.
So you don't have to. You don't even have to remember it really for that long.
Oh, well, that's grand, but what you're saying is, so do I.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, yeah. Somebody.
I'm not feeling very well.
Andy!
I mean, no.
There's a flaw. We've spotted a flaw.
Jeez, I'm going to have to write it down and everything. This is ridiculous. I'll write it on my hand or something.
Yeah. That would be great, yeah.
I'll just choose you or something. Then you'll be here as a reminder.
Yeah, I see where you're going with it. Yeah. Somebody slightly more famous than me would be better, though, if you could manage it.
Oh, for God's sake, it's so complicated.
Together in Electric Dreams, Phil Oakey here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim just after 6:15. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for all of the WhatsApps. Morning to you all. Hopefully you had a fantastic weekend. 087-188-0008, of course, if you do want to get us on WhatsApp. Some of the other suggestions, somebody says it sounds like shingles.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
That's an awful thing.
That sounds nasty. And then just to make you feel better, Eleanor and Jer in Perth sent you a glorious blue sky.
Oh, feck off, will you? Jeepers. Unbelievable, isn't it?
Shocking, carry on. Right.
Just rubbing their nose and my sickness.
Exactly.
Or my nose and their happiness or something. I don't know what one I'm trying to
some
say.
Some way round. Anyway. Right, do you want to have a go at some birthdays, even in your broken state? Do you want to take
yeah,
on the birthdays?
Yeah, go on, yeah, why not?
Right. A man who should actually feel the way you do because of his age.
Oh, jeepers.
Is celebrating his birthday today. Kirk Douglas.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very surprised he's still alive.
Yeah, but I'd say he feels as bad as you do.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely, yeah. Isn't he the fella who's a real gun nut as well?
Oh, is he as well?
I think he might be. I could have him wrong, but I think it's him. Mad for the old guns.
There's only him and Michael, isn't there? There's nobody else in that clan, that Douglas clan. It's not like the Sheens where there's 74 of them, or the Baldwins.
You have to marry into the Douglas clan.
Yeah,
that's the way. Jeepers, I don't know, he must be ancient. He was Spartacus, no.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, Spartacus. Like, this'll be... Well, anyway, I'm not going to say any more until you have a go on him.
Like, that movie was made, and they weren't even costumes. That was the... that was what... the actual extras turned up wearing.
It's that's so right. Old. They were, yeah, just wear your own clothes.
Yeah, right. Just wear your own clothes. Older the better. It'd be grand. No problem. Actual Roman soldier.
I'm Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Castaway,
yeah. Yeah, all right, it's actually him.
All those Roman slaves.
Yeah.
Was really
I'd have been the lad
actually.
Standing up going, he's Spartacus.
Yeah. But then, come here
ratting
now.
Ratting him out.
I'd be, yeah, just pointing in front of me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm Spartacus. But I'd be going, it's him. but I'm going to say he's like 97.
He's actually 103. Jeez.
Feck it anyway. I was going to actually I thought to myself he could be the first three digit person we've ever had in the birthdays.
And I thought
and I bottled it.
I thought famously kind of, you know, him hitting the 100. I thought you might have gone for the 100.
Feck that anyway. I blew that.
Anyway, 103.
I should have had a better guess.
Somebody not quite in that ballpark, but, you know, far superior actor. Dame Judi Dench.
Oh, jeepers, yeah. Yeah, she's very good.
Brilliant is the only way to describe her.
Yeah,
absolutely brilliant.
Now I'm trying to think about what she's ever been in. This is the sickness.
Well,
now.
I mean, you know, she was in the Bond movies.
No,
okay, that's not her finest moment.
No,
I'll grant
definitely
you.
Not.
Although I thought she did a very good job as M, but she's been in just everything you've ever seen ever.
This is she's it. Been in. She's it. Just one of those people. She's in all the things.
Yeah.
I think she's one of those people that if you could write any script at all, but if you get her to do it, they'll just go, yeah, it'd be grand.
Yeah,
she's
grand.
In, she'll carry it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, yeah. Give her a phone book.
No problem.
That's her.
Yeah, yeah. We're dramatising the Golden Pages from 1976.
Who's going to star in it?
Judi Dench. Ah, yeah, it'd be grand.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
can't wait
much,
to see it.
Much do you want?
Yeah. Are you going to do a sequel? I got to say, Judi Dench is like... she was 72.
She's 85.
Oh, wow.
85, yeah.
Looks well for it.
Yeah. I might skip over, unless he's a particular friend of yours, John Malkovich.
Oh, yeah, well.
Like, he's suitably mad enough for you
to... I was made go to a show he did one time. He did this show. Oh, no, hold on. That wasn't him at all. Oh, no, that was a different...
You know, he's being John Malkovich.
Yeah.
Where, like, there's a film about what it's like
inside his
head.
Sorry, I went to see, and he did this show where he reenacted all different characters from Shakespeare on his own. We were made go to it as drama students.
Right.
I have to say, it was the worst show I've ever seen. It was desperate.
Yeah.
There was one fella on his own talking about the characters of Shakespeare and then turning into them. And he wasn't even doing the full stories. And like, I'll be honest with you, Shakespeare might be a genius and all, but I tell you what, I'm allergic to it. And you have this one goofer, he's not even telling the full stories. He's just showing off, basically.
Yeah.
Wait till you see...
In King
Lear, when you're fair, you have to feel him. And when you feel him, you physicalize. And he's just bent over and starts going, oh, wow, to be dude. I was like, this is absolute... garbage. And when we were finished,
that's the only other time you felt as bad as you do now.
Yeah, except this play, this sickness has only gone on for 3 days. This thing was like, it felt like a month of my life. And after, we were all walking around after it, and I was like, that was something else, wasn't it? And they were like, yeah, one of the best things I've ever seen. I was like, are you serious?
That was John Malkovich, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was the weirdest thing ever. But anyway, yeah.
How old would you say he is then?
He's not... That was 20 years ago and he wasn't young then. I'd say he's like 72.
66.
Oh, feck. Right.
66, right.
Well, when he looks older, when he's doing King Lear in a black t-shirt and pumps.
Now, The next, there's two left, right?
Yeah.
One outside of your frame of reference, but still a really famous name. And the other, not such a famous name, but very much in the heart of your, you know, one of your deep loves, right? Because one of them is Donny Osmond.
Oh, jeepers.
Right? And the other is Jesse Metcalf.
Oh, who's she again?
No, it's a him. He was the gardener in Desperate Housewives, your favourite show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I wouldn't say my favourite show, but I did think it was you, a right old romp. I did love it.
You confessed on this very programme to it being the only thing that could fill the void left by Sex and the City.
And I tell you, it really did, Jim. Mm. It did, and nobody expected it to. Even after the first couple of episodes, we were like, nah, I don't know. Wait a minute, this is deadly.
So Donny Osmond, who once upon a time was a teen heartthrob.
Yeah, but sure, he's ancient, isn't he? Yeah. 83 or something now.
Yeah, he's 62, but close enough.
Ah, jeepers. But I forget that he was only making his communion when he got his first album.
Exactly. Jesse Metcalf, who, of course, dated Nadine Coyle.
Yeah.
Once upon a time.
I'd say, he's about 39, is he?
41.
Ah,
not
okay.
Bad. Not bad.
I haven't got my intelligence in my head today. I'm doing my best, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's a struggle.
It is a struggle. It is a struggle, yeah.
Yeah.
God. And now I can't stop thinking of John Malkovich, and I feel twice as sick as I did before I came in.
Now you're up to date on the official home of Christmas. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks a million, John. How are you, sir?
Very well. Good morning.
Good. Now, what's the story with you? We haven't had a chance to speak to you now in a while.
Yes.
Tara's been surprisingly consistent.
Indeed, yeah. I think she's some sort of infection, so I got the call there.
Oh, well, I tell you, speaking of illness, I was about to ask whether or not you had any sort of medical background.
Not that I know of, no, but I do feel your plight, you know. Especially this time of year.
Yeah, but you see, you have the joy of being the other side of the glass.
Yes, there's a vacuum-packed glass, airtight, you know, rocket-propelled kind of thing. Yeah, it's good. It's a good place to be not sick on a Monday morning, but I do feel bad for you there, PJ. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Mind you, John does have his own concerns. He did say to me earlier that it is a little odorous around the place.
Yeah.
Whatever was going on at the weekend.
Yeah, Pepe Le Pew was having a weekend around here. I don't know. It's absolutely... There's an awful bang around here, whatever's going on.
He buzzed in quite early to say, just to be clear, Jim, that was not me.
Yeah. Was there somebody in doing a bit of a, having a run around the place or something or whatever?
Maybe Tara knew. Whoever was on in the weekend was banging out the old trouser explosions.
I was going to say a more upper body, but there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we all know where PJ will head straight for, give him the opportunity. That's the new Radicals. You get what you give, and your Get Up and Go song from Kylie Minogue, Step Back in Time, just ahead of that. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Morning to you, folks. Monday rolled around again. Monday 9th of December. It's almost 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us. Poor old PJ is not a well bunny.
No.
I mean,
far from
we have to keep prodding him just before we put the microphones up, just to kind of rouse him. Because he drifts into a sort of a weird kind of coma-like state.
Yeah. It's the best I've felt in ages.
Sure, he's literally only taken his coat off in the last couple of minutes.
Because I'm freezing, I'm sweating. I can't figure it out.
I was sitting here in a t-shirt and PJ had his big exterior coat
on. Two jackets on.
Two jackets?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
Because I can't stop the skin crawling like a chill going up and down my back. It's horrible.
That's mad.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get worried now.
Geez.
Obviously for myself.
I don't know.
Anyway, come here, listen. There's a very pertinent question needs to be asked.
Yeah, what's that now?
Because Collie has just WhatsApped in to say, morning lads, up to me neck in mince pies. Hope to see you later.
Oh, yeah.
Because this has been a morning that I've been looking forward to for quite some time.
And me.
Mince pie morning.
And me.
Out in the RNLI.
I don't know if I'm going to make it now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are you going to bloom and are you going to put a spanner in it? I'm not even a member of the RNLI. I can't rock up if you're not there.
Oh, you can definitely. You're on a formal invite anyway.
Am I?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Would that be unacceptable, Michael?
Not at all.
For you to go up on your own, like?
If I wandered into the RNLI, me not even being a member, and just said, hell yeah, I'm here for the mince pies.
I mean, if it was me and I had an invitation, I'd go take a bag of mince pies and head off.
Oh my God, you can't do that.
Why?
That's not how it works at all.
But
it's a social morning.
Very awkward. Who would you talk to?
Collie be there.
Actually, yeah, I suppose I could talk to Collie.
Yeah.
About just RNLI stuff, like.
No, about the mince pies and how nice they are.
Actually, you know something?
I don't think that would get you an hour.
Tell you what we could do, though, right?
Yeah.
I could rock up, talk to Collie about mince pies and things, and then talk to everybody else about PJ behind his back.
Yeah,
there
good
you go.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
could tell me RNLI stories like you washing your hands and all.
Oh my God. I'm too fragile today.
There's probably more like that, is there?
Oh, I'd say there's a few, all right, yeah.
Hand-washing stories and things.
I wouldn't say they'll run out of a list of stupid things PJ has done over the last couple of years. I don't think they'd run out of those stories at all.
So we could sort of swap them. I could give my versions and they could give theirs. I tell you something. That's shaping up to be a good morning.
I actually think it would be a bit weird if you turned up on your own.
Anyway, Collie, the plan very much from my point of view is to try and get my hands on your mince pies later on this morning, so hopefully we will see you later. Tell you what we definitely have going on the show today. It is the start, as we said, of the Secret Santa competition. This is the chance for you to have this amazing trip to Florida. We'll tell you more about it after 7 o'clock and also give you our first Secret Santa, okay, that you'll have to remember. PJ will give it to you just after 7 o'clock, the name that you will have to remember, and we will be calling somebody back that hour. And if they do remember the Secret Santa for that hour, they're in the draw. It's as simple as that.
Very complicated. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It is in your current state, to be honest. It's a lot to hold in there.
I have a notepad here, so I suppose I better write it down.
Brilliant.
I think
it might be pre-listed for you and everything.
Oh, it is.
There you go.
Oh, sure, that's much better. Sure, the times and everything are in it. And the dates and all. Oh, yeah, I know I'd be able to do this.
Brilliant. Well done.
Oh, thank God.
That's a weight off your mind.
Oh,
One less thing to worry about.
If I had opened up that on Friday now, I wouldn't have half the worrying I did over the weekend.
Right. So it's that.
Oh, that's very easy.
It's also Double Money Monday. I'm not even going to ask you how much we're playing for, because that would be unfair of me to expect you to remember that.
Is it 1,500 euro? 1,500 euro.
Mike?
Yeah, I got this.
He said right, it's 1,500
squids. Well done. 1,500. See, I tell you, talented. You
got
are.
Got there in the end.
Even through illness. Fighting against infection. And you're still getting it right.
Wait, you see my Secret Santa stuff. I'm all over. I'm going to be brilliant at this.
Brilliant. Also, great this week on the Breakfast Table quiz, because everybody who plays gets a prize. So, thanks to Leopardstown. There's a big end of week VIP style prize, but just for coming on and playing with us, you'll get a chance, or you'll get yourself a prize. So it's well worth having a go this week on the Breakfast Table quiz. Loads of good stuff going on, of course. So, and if you want to get in touch at any stage, 087-188-0008. If you have any remedies or diagnoses or anything for PJ's bizarre illness, where his skin is apparently crawling.
Yeah, if you want to just come in and
hot and cold at the same time, and
give me a back rub or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Although that might be a bit weird, in fairness.
Send medicines,
or
just random medicines.
Hot water bottle, like that, that'd be good.
That's a good shout.
Yeah.
Good shout.
Oh, jeepers.
Especially because you're a bit fragile at the moment with the news that Big Bird is no longer.
So devastated.
Yeah. We'll have to talk more about that later on.
Yeah, I think we need to talk about that, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Ah, jeepers. Poor old Big Bird. And Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
It was the same.
Kicking a man when he's down,
We need to get into Sesame Street a bit.
You're not going to start crying, though, are you? Because you're a bit fragile.
I might do. I was nearly in tears last night now.
Right, okay. Be worth sticking around for that, folks, to be perfectly honest with you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's something for you to enjoy now.
Secret Santa with Aer Lingus. Visit Florida and tour America, the award-winning way to the USA.
Yeah, here we go. It is the start of Secret Santa. So, PJ Gallagher is about to deliver the name of this hour's Secret Santa. First of all, let me tell you what this is all about, because this is a little bit special, right?
This is very jolly. Check this in the background out, right? As well.
This is what you could win. We have got a holiday for two adults and two kids. This is trip of a lifetime stuff. Return flights to Florida, 5 nights accommodation in a 4-star hotel in Orlando, a further 5 nights accommodation in a 4-star hotel in Miami.
Dear.
You get the car rental for 10 days so that you can literally experience everything that Florida has to offer. It's an amazing prize. It's thanks to our friends in Tour America, the award-winning way to the USA. Visit Florida. And of course, Aer Lingus, who will be the people taking you there, flying direct to Orlando 6 times a week and 3 times a week to Miami for summer 2020.
Oh my God.
So it's absolutely unbelievable.
I'm going to stick my neck out and say this is the best prize we've ever given.
Absolutely. And PJ and myself are going to make the call from Dublin Airport when we do our show there. On the 20th of December.
I don't want to put something bad on what is a wonderful thing.
Right.
But us being in the airport, right, in the departures lounge.
Yeah.
On the 20th of
December.
5 days before Christmas. And then sending somebody else off on their holiday.
To Florida, yeah.
I mean, I'm being a little bit of a...
Are you saying rubbing salt?
Well, I'm not feeling well, Jim. It's just not making. It's just not helping. But I do. Well, what a prize this
is! Unbelievable,
it's outrageous.
So here's what it's going to be, right? BJ is going to give us the name of a famous secret Santa. If you want to play along with us this hour, right? If you want to register to have a go, you just WhatsApp the word Santa, and get it into us on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Then later on, before 8 o'clock, Magic Mike is going to select somebody. We will give them a bell, and if they can remember our secret Santa, we'll put them in the draw. Simple as that.
So here it is. Here's your secret Santa. The man you were waiting for to get onto that list to try and get yourself some tickets to Miami is Shane McGowan.
Shane McGowan.
That's who it is.
Mr. Christmas himself.
Mr. Christmas Pants himself. It's his birthday, you know, on Christmas Day.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That's extraordinary that he's literally got, like, maybe the greatest Christmas song ever.
I know, yeah, and it's
and
it is
born
his birthday,
on Christmas
yeah.
Day.
Yeah, so
wow.
There you go.
So that's it. So Shane McGowan is our secret Santa for this hour. The very first one, first opportunity to get in to win this amazing prize. If you want to take part with us, then WhatsApp the word Santa to us right now, 087-188-0008.
Secret Santa with Aer Lingus. Visit Florida and tour America, the award-winning way to the USA.
Yeah, the Crystals, Santa Claus is coming to town. So many versions of that song, isn't there?
Yeah,
like
so many
the Jacksons
versions, yeah.
Have done it, and Bruce Springsteen has done it, and everybody's probably done it, haven't they?
Who was that one now? Who
that was
that one?
That was Crystals.
Sorry, I'm not myself. That's the one I like now. The Jacksons made a meal of it, I think.
Oh, all right.
They over-jazzied the whole thing.
I don't
know.
I was going to say that's the original, but how would you know what the original was?
Oh, God, definitely don't ask me.
Anyway, welcome along. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 11 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just see if you get the reference here, PJ. Do you recognise that?
The birds.
Yeah, well, you can hear birds in the background, all right, but... Do you know who the band is?
The Eagles?
No.
I don't know.
A Flock of Seagulls.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. Yeah, that makes it very relevant.
Cheesy connection to this story.
There's a story in the paper today. I actually met this fella a few times who's in this story, believe it or not. His name is Donald Norton. And if I'm right, I think he's a musician. But he lives in Meath, right? He's in Navan.
Right.
And he's an animal lover. So he rescued an injured seagull. It looked like a seagull got hit by a car or something. And he rescued the seagull, took him into his gaff, and he was nursed the seagull for a little while, in the shed, actually.
Oh, very nice of him.
So he's nursing the seagull. And then as he went to leave the seagull in a box... to sort of recover, the seagull jumped onto his shoulder and then jumped onto his head.
Right.
And every time he tried to leave the shed, then the seagull was pecking him on the head, so he couldn't move. It was hurting him. So
the seagull sort of was attacking him if he went to leave the shed.
Yeah.
While standing on his head.
Yeah. But this thing is, it never ended. He had to sit outside in the shed in the freezing cold for 3 hours because the seagull wouldn't get off his head. Yeah. In 3 hours.
Could he not like shoo him or like?
He tried, but the seagull was getting upset and then pecking him on the head. And they're hard. Seagulls are huge. Like, seagulls are the good size of an eagle, maybe, you know? They're monsters. Right. And he gave him a whack in the head. So he's sitting there and he didn't want to hurt the bird.
Oh, yeah. So he didn't want to get, like, he didn't want to resort to, like, literally
violence.
Punching it or something.
No, so he sat there in the freezing of cold. There's a picture of him here with the bird standing on his head. 3 hours. He rang Birdwatch Ireland. He says, listen, I have a very big problem. Right, he rang them. And Birdwatch Ireland were saying, well, what's the problem? He goes, well, I've been in the shed for 3 hours. There's a bird standing in my head and I don't know what to do about it. And they asked, and then he says, oh, do you know what that is? They said, that's a sign of concussion. So the bird got concussion, was pretty confused.
Are you sure they weren't talking to him? Did you fall down, man? Did you?
Yeah.
Did you bang your head?
That's what I'd be saying.
Because that's a sign of...
There you go.
If you're claiming that you're sitting outside with a seagull on your head... we're going to have to look into that.
Yeah, I'll be there. I don't think I believe any of this story.
Yeah.
But this man has photographic evidence. And so he's there, says, look, at the moment he still can't fly. But he's come down. Safe to say, the bird has finally come off the man's head.
Excellent.
So there's
progress.
So the bird is getting better. The seagull is getting better. You know, unfortunately, now, there's going to be people all around Ireland saying, he helped the seagull. What are you doing helping them? Terrorists. Running around. The seagulls are public enemy number one in Ireland, especially in the summer at the moment.
Yeah.
But fair play to him. He did the right thing. I don't know if I'd be tolerating a seagull using my head as a resting place for 3 hours now. I'd be a bit uptight about that.
I know these people are experts, but how can you say that a seagull standing on your head is a sign of concussion?
Well, Birdwatch Ireland said that that's what it is. He told him the story. He rang them. Birdwatch Ireland says, this is, he's got obviously got concussion. I suppose anybody that acts a bit weird. Have you ever had concussion?
No.
I've had it loads of times.
Yeah, but you give it to yourself, like.
How do you mean, though?
Well, like when you...
When it fall over.
Like when you went to tie your shoes and you punched yourself in the face. You know what I mean?
Okay, we're going to go there again. Yeah.
I'm only just saying. How did you get concussion? Was it, through no fault of your own?
See,
you're always falling off bikes and stuff. Yeah, loads of bikes that go very fast.
Unfortunately, it's not true, no fault of my own. Like, there's a lot of people get concussion because somebody else hits them.
Or
I fell into an empty swimming pool once and gave myself a concussion. I fell into a full one and gave myself a concussion. And I like that. I punched myself in the face, tied my lace, and gave myself a concussion. And once I fell up a stairs, believe it or not, and gave myself a concussion. There was another time I fell out the back of a van and gave myself a concussion. And I feel like I have it now.
Yeah, that's Santana. Of course, Rob Thomas, the man doing the singing on Smooth here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. Tracy in Galway's a little concerned for you. Said, good God, PJ. After all those concussions, have you got, it's the effect on your brain she's kind of worried about.
I'm a bit worried about it myself now, to be honest with you, yeah.
That's quite a list, to be fair to you.
Yeah, I remember...
Like falling into an empty swimming pool.
That was a bad one, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a reason why you were just...
Yeah, of course there was, yeah. I was running.
You weren't trying to go swimming, were you?
Well, no, I was trying...
I realised too late that it was empty.
I was trying to run around it,
right.
And then I ended up in it.
Ah, right, of course, yeah.
Amazing, because it's Ireland and an outdoor swimming pool. It was wet outside it and dry on the inside of it. That was a right bad.
A very unique swimming pool.
Yeah. Oh, no, I remember once...
And falling up a stairs as well. Yeah. That's an interesting... Yeah.
And there was a time when I was a kid and I was holding a bottle of Coke and someone kicked the football and the football hit my hand and I hit myself in the teeth with the bottle of Coke and I broke my two front teeth out with my own bottle of Coke. Unbelievable.
You show something.
Unbelievable. Like,
you are... You know the way some people are actual dangers to themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you've punched yourself in the face and you've hit yourself in the face with a bottle of Coke.
And I never dropped a bottle. I just remember standing there crying with no teeth and a bottle of Coke. It was unbelievable. It was a week after we come from my communion. It was that's where it was. We were in Mead. It was some shot now, in fairness, but the football hit it and I smashed the bottle right into my teeth. And I think it was because it was the 80s, like. I got in trouble for it. I told you not to be walking around carrying a bottle. I didn't even do it.
It's there's no great shock that you ended up in the comedic world, really, is it?
Yeah,
that
I suppose.
The draw of comedy.
Yeah. Physical comedy is my... I'm good at the old slapstick.
Secret Santa with Aer Lingus. Visit Florida and tour America, the award-winning way to the USA.
Yeah, hopefully this will be our first qualifier for this unbelievable prize. It's two adults, two kids. It's 10 amazing nights in Florida. 5 of those nights spent in Orlando, another 5 in Miami, all with thanks to Tour America, Visit Florida, and of course Aer Lingus. So the idea was, just after 7, PJ announced who this hour's Secret Santa was.
Yeah,
okay?
I did,
now,
yeah.
Don't repeat it.
No.
Just yet. And the idea was, okay, if you wanted to play, you just WhatsApped the word Santa into us on 0871880008. And we, before the 8 o'clock would roll round, would make a call to somebody. And if they remembered who the Secret Santa was, they'd be in the draw. That's how it works. Now, Magic Mike has been on the case. Michael, you've been scouring, have you?
I sure have. My goodness, hundreds and hundreds of messages. And lads, I can confirm that we are heading to the very exotic M50 motorway to speak to Ivana.
Ivana! Are you there?
Hello. Hi guys, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Now listen, so you text in Santa, so we know you want to play. So this is your moment, Ivana. PJ Gallagher, would you like to ask the all-important question?
Ivana, can you tell us who is this hour's Secret Santa?
It's Shane O'Gallan.
Yay! There you go. Fantastic.
Right, so...
It's the best trip on M50 ever.
It is the best trip on the M50. You're dead right. And I tell you something, there'll be a hell of a trip if you win this trip to Florida.
Stop it.
Absolutely incredible. So you officially are our first qualifier.
I'm so delighted.
Well done. So Mike, have you all Ivana's details?
I have all Ivana's details here, yes. I'll be sticking them into the system.
He's quite an operator, Mike, isn't
he? Quite an operator.
Has all the details. All our vital details.
Yeah, so you just hang tight then over the next couple of weeks and hopefully it might be you being called by the two lads in the airport on Friday week.
Well done, Ivana.
Amazing.
Have a great day. Take care of yourself.
Yeah. Thanks
Cheers.
So much, lads.
Bye-bye.
See you, Vanna, bye.
Bye.
So that's how it works. We're going to do it again at 9 o'clock. Magic Mike could be calling you. If you want to play, we'll give you another Secret Santa just after 9. And then before 10 o'clock, Magic Mike will make the call. And if you can remember who that Secret Santa was, you're in the draw. What a prize.
What a prize. It's the right job. So there you go. You'd be mad not to try and have a go at it.
Absolutely.
And it's Secret Santa with Aer Lingus. Visit Florida and tour America, the award-winning way to the USA.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
Very good, I tell you.
Not my best.
For a man who's struggling with the, well, we don't know what it is.
Whatever
the undiagnosed
is.
Mystery illness.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank all the people who are trying to talk me into believing I have leprosy this morning. It's
and
very nice.
Ebola was suggested
and
as well.
Ebola.
Ebola was suggested.
Shingles and all kinds of things have been done.
He's not a well bunny though, that's for sure.
Jeepers, I tell you something. The only thing that's keeping me hanging on is the thoughts of those mince pies later. We'll see if we can get there. So there you go. So it is 1500 quid on the Hit Bit this morning. All for you if you can tell us what is this. That's it. That is worth 1500 quid, double money Monday. And Dermot in Limerick is going to go first. Hiya, Dermot.
Morning, PJ. How things are you, well?
Oh, you know something, Dermot. I've had better days.
What a question to ask that man today.
Well, I've been listening to him win for the last hour and a half.
And I'll tell you, you just get no sympathy on this show.
I tell you. Dermot knows well a chancer when he meets one, I tell you.
Excuse me. Well, I hope you had a decent weekend, Dermot, anyway, did you?
Well, I was working all weekend, unfortunately.
Ah, delighted to hear it there, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Right, we'll try and give you a few quid, Dermot. Double Money Monday, 1500 quid. What is it?
Hopefully, it's Lighthouse Family, Lifted.
Right, Lifted.
Lifted from the Lighthouse Family.
Dermot, are you going to steal our money? Although you shouldn't steal our money because you could be lifted for something like that. Lifted.
Tell you so, I don't
you
care how bad your illness is, right?
I just got a wave.
That has made me feel worse.
I bet.
Anyway, needless to say, it is wrong, Jeremy. It's not the Lighthouse family at all. So many guesses for the Lighthouse family.
Is there,
right, so we can rule them out.
I'll rule out that you could win the cash and go on an ocean drive.
Oh my God.
I'll rule them all out, lads.
Oh my God, he's still at us.
I know.
He won't let it go, even when he's had a rubbish one.
I'm on a roll. Give me another Lighthouse family song. Come on.
Dermot, go and save yourself quickly. Get out of there.
See you, Dermot.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Right, Paul is in Galway. How are you getting on, Paul? Paul, I've had better days, but I'm...
Oh, Janie, Mac, can we stop him? Can we ban him talking about being sick?
The man has asked me how's things.
He doesn't want an answer. People just say that out of courtesy.
Paul, how are you?
Not bad, no, not bad. Yeah. On the way to work.
Oh, on the way to work, yeah. Grand, well, at least you seem to be the only person that actually gave a damn about me today, Paul, so I'm rooting for you. Can you tell us what this is and we'll try and give you 1,500 quid?
The Blizzard, trust me.
Just the blizzards.
Right.
Old Brezzy himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, God, what would you do with the cash, Paul? Imagine that. That's a lot of cash. Like, you could do loads. You could get the Brezzies for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear Lord.
The Brezzies.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
As in Brezzies, Jim.
I thought Lifted was bad.
As in Brezzies, Jim.
I mean, to be fair to you, Mike, I have to say, you never sit in your laurels. You plough even deeper the depths of absolute terribleness.
The Brezzies for Christmas. Oh my God.
Dear Lord.
Well, Paul, it goes without saying that unfortunately it's not a win for you this morning.
Okay.
Have a good day, Paul. Take care of yourself. Okay. Cheers. I think you've sent Paul away there in a depression.
Paul's upset.
I don't think Paul was too happy coming on here, let's be honest.
Yeah, to be fair. Anyway, right, so it's not Brezzy and the Blizzards, and it's not the Lighthouse family.
Yeah, so we can rule them both out, I suppose.
Yeah, can we?
Can you rule out the blit? Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
I'm only messing.
There you go.
Two more on the list that you can see on classichits.ie. 20 to 5, you can have another go with Damien Farrelly.
Yeah.
Damien the man. So, he's what you should be. I can't. Something wrong. The head is dry. I'm wrecked. I'm absolutely wrecked. I'm doing my best now. Can I just put that out there?
I'm just observing it here.
Yeah.
It's great to see it in action there. It's like you could actually see it's like physically watching your head trying to work.
Yeah, and it's really not working. Sure, it's not. Like, it doesn't even look like it's in the right place.
Yeah, Christmas classic, Roy Wood and Wizard. I wish it could be Christmas every day. Listen to that, PJ, the sound of happy children.
My God. Well, you know something, talking about happy children, I'm going to go with that for what we're talking about now, because what we're going to talk about was a huge, huge part of our childhood anyway. That's
absolutely.
For sure.
Have a listen to this.
Sunny day, sleeping up.
What a tune that was, absolutely crazy stuff.
What a show. I mean, we grew up watching it. A lot of us were actually raised by Sesame Street. You know, you would run downstairs, watch Sesame Street. You got to know all these characters. It was a view into a different world for us too, being Irish kids, looking at what was going on in the States.
Absolutely.
Kids from all different backgrounds. It was just brilliant. And those characters were so good. And now Carol Spinney, he's 85 years old. He was the voice of Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. And unfortunately, he passed away.
Yeah.
And it's very sad.
It's a terrible shame. It's so weird that something like that brought back this mad wave of nostalgia.
So we got talking about
this morning. Big Bird was like iconic.
Yeah, and a complete anxiety. Like, a Big Bird's whole thing was just he couldn't stop thinking about himself, really.
Yeah.
That was
it.
You know?
He was a bundle of neuroses.
Yeah, I see a lot of. I feel like I have a lot in common. I learned a lot about my own life through Big Bird, really.
Now, this is the bloke we're talking about, okay? This is Carol Spinney, who, as PJ said, was the voice of Big Bird and Oscar, wasn't it? Oscar the Grouch?
Oscar the Grouch.
But apparently, the first kind of his first encounter with Big Bird wasn't what he'd anticipated, if you know what I mean.
I was very disappointed when I first saw Big Bird. He was a real ragbag looking thing, and real pointy toes. They weren't good looking. They got dirty and they couldn't clean them, so he had dirty feet. He had almost no feathers above his eyeballs. And so he looked brainless. Frankly, I think if he hadn't changed, he wouldn't have been on the show very long. Because why do you want this big, goofy guy hanging around your kids?
Well,
something came along and I said, you know, I really think I should be playing this as a child. He's 8 feet tall. Some animals are tall to start with. And I think he should be a kid. He doesn't know his alphabet yet or know what a square is. And so then he became a surrogate child for the show. And it became much more, I think he was then suddenly had himself a place for it. And I changed his voice from being, oh, hi there, I'm Big Bird, to hi, I'm Big Bird.
Yeah, and that's what it became.
It was so brilliant. It was such a magical TV show. Like, it really was. Is it still on? I don't know. I don't tune in like they used to.
It did last a long, long time, though, didn't it?
Yeah, started in the 60s and went on and on and on. And when you think about, like, how all the characters then went to the Muppet Show and everything.
Yeah.
And, like, some of the... It was so silly. Like, I'll never forget that one
character.
Who
was your favourite?
I think Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster.
You know that sketch every day when... And it was the same all the time. Your man was in the restaurant and he's there. Oh, I have a filet mignon. This was soup.
This was before Dr. Phil was famous.
Yeah.
He was in Sesame Street.
The puppet looked like Dr. Phil, actually.
Yeah.
And a peanut butter sandwich. And then he just come out with a huge thing of cookies and goes, here's what you wanted. I said I want a filet mignon. It was just the same thing. It was so silly.
Well, I think my favourite was, or favourites, I think, was with Bert and Ernie.
Oh, yeah, so brilliant.
G-Bert.
The state of the two of them.
It was just fantastic.
Your man sitting in bed with the polo neck on. Next to the other fella. Oh, it was brilliant. And you knew the two of them were. They were a couple, like, you know. And they were as gas.
G-Bert.
Yeah, G-Bert.
And the count. One.
Actually, this was it. The passion you used to get out of just counting. And they used to do this thing every so often where there'd be like a bottle factory. And you'd see how a bottle was made just to mad music. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it would go on for ages and ages.
Every episode was brought to you by the letter F.
Yeah, as if it was a tribute. And all this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
And all of those songs. One of these things is not like the other. Remember that?
Yeah, they wouldn't get away with that now. Do you remember that? When I think about it now, it's a bit mad. But of its time, like when three white kids with a skipping rope and a black young lad with a basketball.
It wasn't always like that. It was just three triangles and a circle.
I don't know. I just remember it was one of these kids is doing his own thing. But it was so ahead of its time. It was fantastic. And it was so inclusive. It really was.
There's a little clip here that Magic Mike found. And it is actually, believe it or not, so Carol Spinney is what we're talking about because he sadly passed away. But he was the voices of both of these characters.
Is anyone ever going to pay attention to me?
Yeah, well, I wish I could have a day like that, because I can't ever get people to stop paying attention to me. No matter how grouchy I am, they keep hanging around my trash can, bothering me. I say, scram, beat it, leave me alone, but they just stand there.
Can you beat that? Here I am, a nice bird, never ever grouchy, and nobody pays any attention to me. And everybody pays attention to Oscar. And he's grouchy all the time. Maybe if I was a grouch, people would pay attention to me.
Wow, Joe, something that thought has crossed my mind.
It sounds like the two of us, really.
I mean, that
it?
Is extraordinary. Sure, a guy who just complains that he constantly gets attention, and why don't they just leave him alone?
Yeah.
It's amazing the affinity you ended up having with Oscar the Grouch.
Yeah.
No wonder you were so sad to see the parting
of
Carol Spinney.
And it's no wonder I got a job with the radio version of Big Bird in the end.
Hard. Oh, yeah, actually, now that you mentioned it, a bundle of neuroses. Yeah. Do you remember Sesame Street, Mike?
I do, absolutely, 100%, yeah.
So it was still going when you were
It was still going when I was a nipper, for sure. Oscar the Grouch would have been my favourite. And to be honest with you, with this news now, I'm going to start playing it to my little one to see. See if there's a catch on it, because I'd say it would, you know?
Yeah. And do we know, is it officially stopped? Is it officially gone, yeah?
I would have thought it's gone now. It's just all the old DVDs being sold now and stuff like that.
Oh, fantastic.
But there's so much crack and so much joy in it. And it wasn't afraid to go to places, you know, issues that kids would have had at the time and everything as well. Oh, it was great. They took on everything. They took on bereavement and all kinds of stuff.
But yeah, you were saying there was an episode where one of the other characters...
I can't remember his name. Was it Mr. Roper? I think maybe. And he died. In real life, he died. And they did this tribute to him on Sesame Street. And I remember as a kid watching it and just thinking, wow. It was just so amazing. And then they could make everything okay by just going to Elmo, who just fell off a table and thought it was the funniest thing he ever saw in his life. Like, it was just so brilliant. The contrast was just so brilliant that, like, one day, one minute you're looking at Grover shooting himself out of a cannon into a wall.
Yeah.
Then the Cookie Monster, like, getting so excited because he's managed to count all his cookies and it's in an odd number.
Yeah.
Then something really meaningful happens, like, you know, one of the cast members dies.
Yeah.
And straight away,
amazing
it's okay then, because a grumpy version of myself is just sitting in a trash can. Delighted with himself.
I'll tell you something. The penny's really dropped for me now. That's incredible now that I'm actually doing a show with Oscar the Grouch.
Oh, yeah. And I'm actually doing one with Big Bird. It's amazing. Who knew? So, Carol Spinney, rest in peace. And thank you so much for those wonderful memories as a kid.
Well done, you. Crush from Jennifer Page here at Classic Hits. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just after 20 past 8 on this Monday, 9th of December. As I say, thanks for hanging out with us. And thanks for all of the WhatsApps as well, 087-188-0008. If you do want to give us a shout, just got a cracking one in, PJ, about the whole Sesame Street thing, right?
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
This is Omar in Ballylongford. He says, did you know Carol Spinney had Irish connections? He visited Ireland every Christmas for 3 weeks with his wife, Debbie. They visited us in Kerry each year before heading up the coast to Ashford Castle.
No way.
And apparently it is still going, according to Omar. And the one you were talking about was Mr. Hooper.
Hooper, that's who it was, yeah.
Omar, thanks for that. That's amazing. And lots of people as well saying that. There's Amy, says, our one-year-old can't get enough of Sesame Street, Elmo and Cookie Monster and all that, and any amount of it's on YouTube as well.
I have a funny feeling I'm going to be watching a lot of Sesame Street today.
Actually, Mike, PJ had a cracking idea, right? That we need to do a Sesame Street jingle for the show.
Okay, yeah, perfect, yeah.
To the theme tune.
Yeah, we just got to...
So, can you write those lyrics?
We'll do the lyrics.
Yeah, I'm on it.
You're on it. There you go.
I'm on it.
The seed has been planted.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Monday to Friday, something on...
See, look at this. You see this? Ladies and gentlemen, you're getting an insight. You're getting an insight into a genius at work here. Look at that. It's like the behind the scenes.
Yeah.
There for a moment.
Please don't ever say genius in my name. It puts too much pressure on me.
Spiller, Groove Jet here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Everyone's a winner this week, so worth having a go. 087-188-0008. You'd be bananas not to.
Oh my God. I couldn't believe this story. This was the most ridiculous story I have ever seen. And it came in two parts over the weekend.
Right, so it was a banana split.
Oh my God.
Come on!
Unfortunately,
come on.
Mike loves that. Look. Look how happy
while
he is.
While munching on a banana.
Wow, I tell you.
Proud of that one, Michael, were you?
How much is that banana? 60 cents is what they think they charge for bananas around the corner at the moment. Yeah, 60 cents.
Is he talking there?
He's talking, but we can't hear him, yeah.
He doesn't know what he's doing. Look, he's too busy munching his banana.
Can you hear me? Hello.
Oh, now you're back.
You
yeah, yeah,
oh, I'm back. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, about 60 Cent. And by the way, fantastic joke, Jim. Well done.
You're welcome. See, I knew Mike could appreciate that.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, did you see the story about the
book? I did.
It's absolutely outrageous. The art world
right.
is just ridiculous. So there's a gallery in Miami, right? The Miami Gallery, actually. And a banana that was sellotaped or duct taped to a wall at this gallery sold for $120,000 on Friday, right?
An ordinary banana.
An ordinary banana was duct taped to a wall.
Like a banana that will eventually go off, like.
Yeah, yeah. It was. And this is the problem. Maurizio Catalan was the artist that duct taped it to the wall. It sold for $120,000. And then they were told that, actually, no, they're going to replace the banana with a fresh banana as it decomposes. Because apparently, the banana itself is not intrinsic to the value of the artwork. That it's a the viewers who saw the banana stuck to the wall said it's a symbol of global trade, a double entendre, as well as a classic and well-used device for humour. So they all looked at the banana stuck to the wall and got all that from it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Whereas Mike at least got a few calories. You know, he got to enjoy it.
Yeah, he got a bit of potassium something.
So that was Friday, right? And then yesterday, well, a fella walked into the thing and he took the banana off the wall and he ate it. And now he's been arrested.
Well, for defacing artwork or
something? Yeah, he's been arrested,
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he called. And as he was eating the banana, he says, this is performance art. It's performance art. A man eating a banana is now... Like, this is absolutely... No, the whole world
to be fair to
mad.
That guy, I assume he was deliberately taking the Michael, was he? He was deliberately... It was a send-up.
Unfortunately, he thought it was... he says he has great respect for Catalan the artist and hopes that his stunt of eating her banana would be seen more as a compliment to the banana artwork and not seen as an act of violence or an act of, you know... What vandalism?
We've had some ridiculous stories on this show, to be fair.
Yeah.
We do seek them out, I grant you.
A little bit.
But this is, without a shadow of a doubt, the most bizarre.
Yeah, so...
So a banana stuck to a wall is a piece of art that got sold for 120 grand.
Yeah.
And a bloke who then ate the banana claimed it was...
Performance
art, and he's been arrested.
And yeah, and you want to see the videos. You want to see that someone took a video of the man, David Tatuna is his name, eating a banana, and there's like 60 people in the gallery all with their phones out, and they're like, oh my God, this so powerful. Do you see what he's eating, the banana?
A bloke eating a banana.
And then, like, it's performance art. And then, you know, of course, the woman that runs the gallery comes over and she's just annoyed.
Yeah.
Her 120,000 euro banana is now inside David Dutana's stomach. So she calls the police and gets him arrested. And then, of course, comes up with a very convenient excuse that, well, it's not actually about the banana. They can just stick another banana on and that's going to sell for 120 grand. What a world we live in where a banana stuck to a wall and a man eating a banana are now considered to have so much artistic integrity. You know,
that's incredible.
It's just got...
Because I have to, like, Mike has literally just finished eating a banana. And I have to... I'm going to put it out there, buddy. And, you know, I'm not an art aficionado. But I got nothing out of watching Mike eating that banana.
I got nothing out of...
None whatsoever.
Well, let me tell you this, lads. I have another one in my bag. What if I am to put it on the studio wall?
There you go.
Can we do that, Jeff?
Let's put Mike's banana on the wall.
On the studio
wall. Let's take a photograph of it. And let's see if we can flog it for a few quid.
Let's try and sell it for a few quid. Yeah. For
that's
charity.
That's where we're going. Yeah.
But some weird charity because it's artistic. Some like...
I don't know.
Towards the... some scientific fund to see if we research that if maybe cats can fly in the future or something like that.
Right.
You know, like,
the deal.
Something ludicrous.
Get it done there, Michael. Get it done.
Get your banana on the wall. I want some art around this place.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Yeah, it's about to take on the Breakfast Table Quiz, but we're just literally watching an artist at work here.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Magic Mike is creating the
he's sellotaping
classic hits installment here.
Of the he's sellotaping a banana, but he's gone very heavy on the tape, I have to say.
There's probably some significance in that. We'll have to speak to the artist himself later. But you'll be able to get to see it on our social media very, very shortly indeed. You know, when you see it in the flesh, it's quite a piece of
and
art.
And we are taking bids for a slightly split Browning banana sellotaped to the whiteboard. It's a lot more detail in our one than there is in the original banana in the Miami Gallery.
So, I mean, if that was worth 120 grand, God knows.
Millions.
We've upped the ante big time.
Millions.
Anyway, let's do this. It is the Breakfast Table Quiz. And, of course, Leopardstown Christmas Festival is happening on the December 26th. To the 29th, okay? It's a big Christmas tradition, of course, heading to Leopardstown for the Christmas Festival. 26th to the 29th of December. Let the holidays begin. We have some fantastic prizes for you. And I do say prizes because just for playing with us on the Breakfast Table Quiz, every time you have a go, you'll receive a Christmas cracker for four. It's for day four of the festival, the 29th. It's the Sunday. It includes admission, a food voucher, free tote bet and race card. But if you are our overall winner, then you'll get entry plus festive feast hospitality in the pavilion, reserved table for the day, live concert after the race. The live concert actually is Mac Fleetwood, Ireland's premier tribute to Fleetwood Mac.
Well, there you go. So that's what it is, and it's going to be Sandra Abbott who's going to play first this morning, or first this week, to get us out of the traps. How are you getting on, Sandra?
Grand, thanks.
So what's the crack? Did you have a good weekend?
I did. We had a Christmas party on Friday night.
Oh my God, oh. Are you a bit fragile, are you, Sandra?
I was on Saturday.
Oh, right, okay.
But I'm all right now.
Grand. Did yeah. That's the thing
I think
about
there's
it.
A lot of that going around now.
There's a touch of it, yeah. All right. So listen, you reckon you're in sufficient form to take this on anyway?
That would be my excuse.
Right. Anyway, the good news is you have the prize. The Christmas cracker is yours, so you'll be heading off brilliant. To Leopardstown for sure on the 29th. Right, 60 seconds to see how many you can get. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
How many darts does each player use in a standard game?
Three.
Robbie Williams left what band in 1995?
Take That.
Which Australian singer sang Mysterious Girl?
Peter Andre.
Yeah, which 1928 cartoon character became a symbol for Walt Disney?
Mickey Mouse.
Burritos are a well-known dish in what country?
Mexico.
Which boxer bit a chunk out of Evander Holyfield's ear during a boxing match?
Oh, having a Scooby-Doo.
It was Mike Tyson. The mistletoe plant is most commonly used during what festival?
Christmas.
According to the proverb, if you pay peanuts, you get what?
Monkeys.
Which British comedy team had a hit with Always Look on the Bright Side of Life?
John Cleese, I can't think.
It was Monty Python. Eddie Irvine was a leading figure in what sport?
Curry.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Which boxer played himself in the film The Greatest?
Muhammad Ali.
Which country is the home of the Gurkhas?
Having a clue.
Nepal. Which Australian state has the largest population?
New Zealand.
New South Wales. I was just trying to sneak in another question there, and the answer was actually New Zealand.
No way.
No.
Yeah, so there you go.
I preempt that question.
That's what
it
was.
Give me that.
As much as I'd like to, Sandra, I don't think I can.
Right, here we go, Sandra. Here's your score. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, all the same. That's not too bad.
It is, Glenn.
Happy enough with that?
The hangover is gone.
Exactly, exactly. And Sandra, the good news is, of course, the Christmas cracker is yours as well. So
brilliant, yeah.
You're certainly not going to be a loser this week. And who knows, maybe 9 will be enough to take the overall prize. Well done.
You never know, yeah. Hopefully everyone else is on their Christmas party.
Yeah.
Sandra, have a good day.
Thanks, I'll have to make like a banana.
And split.
Hey! I tell you, they're on fire today. On fire. Good stuff. There you go. There's Sandra Abbott in Dublin lashing up a score of 9 to start the week. That's a good score, that
not
is.
Not bad going at all. Not
it's
bad
kind
going
of score
at all.
That it'll tempt other people to have a go at beating it.
Yeah, especially when
still at the worst.
Yeah, especially when there's free stuff getting banged around left, right, and centre.
Left, right, and
tell you something. You know what we should do?
What?
Whoever wins at the end of the week, we should give them the 120 quid. What is it? Our banana art installation we should give them.
Well, yeah, well, we don't know how valuable that could be. You might be, you know, we haven't put it up yet on social media.
Well, then, see
what the reaction is.
The overall winner of the week may be allowed to enter the opening bid in the auction then.
Anyway, if you fancy it, we'll do it same time tomorrow, of course.